Josh Fligger's in the house, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome.
Are you just starting?
Huh?
Where's the guitar?
Oh, yeah. We got to do that.
It's like the first podcast we ever recorded. You ready? When
the people that you know don't like you.
That was sweet.
And you treasure friendships and... Tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends. Bum,
bum. Welcome, Josh.
Hi.
Good to see you. Josh Fligger is in the house.
It's okay to be here. I'm just telling you right now.
It is just all right.
I'm feeling very okay today. That's about as good as it's going to get. I slept. Did you ever sleep weird on a pillow or something, and all of a sudden you got like that weird neck pain that goes from like your shoulder blade up into your...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I had it like 2 weeks
medulla
ago.
Oblongata. Yeah.
Yeah. It was dreadful.
Oh,
I had to go
worst.
And... Yeah. I had to go and get a massage for it. It was just killing.
And the worst part is it kind of goes away for a little bit. You forget you have it, and then like all of a sudden you turn.
Uh-huh.
Like this morning I was like, okay, I don't have it. My wife's like, hey, can you come here? And I just turned and looked, and I was like... Just crippled, just froze there, like. Ugh.
Yeah, well, it's like in your, it's connected to your ribs behind your shoulder blade there, and you can hardly breathe.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. It's like right under the shoulder blade where you can't massage it. Like,
yeah.
You need to get like,
you know,
somebody
is,
to punch.
You need
underneath.
One of those green.
I need
hook
your cane.
Candy cane massagers.
I have one of those. I do have one of those.
I know you do.
I stole it from the sound.
I know you did.
I stole it from this general sales manager.
I know.
It's finally coming out. I know she doesn't listen to this.
No.
But I told her, and I blamed it on someone else. I stole it, and I didn't know that I stole it.
It was Mary Lee's?
Yeah, you know what happened.
And then she came around saying, where's my massage?
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't know. After I figured
Search
out,
me.
You know what happened is she, okay, it was a weird coincidence. Somebody had mailed one in. For you guys, right?
Right, for the morning show.
Yes, and Gina kind of confiscated that one, and that was kind of the one, the public one that we were all using over
right.
there. And then I walked over like 3 weeks after we got this thing and saw it sitting on one of the sales ladies' desk, and I was like, no, 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 bullshit. You don't take our massager without asking. So I just took it off her desk, and I came over, and I put it in my office, and then like a month later, Mary Lee comes around. She's like, has anybody seen my massager? And then I think you ended up I
took the one from the nobody else wanted it, so I took it from
right,
the...
Right, and I thought that was Gina's,
yeah,
right?
I took it
and,
home.
Then, and then you take it home, and then like a week later, I see Gina and massage herself. I'm like, where'd you get that? She's like, it's always been over here. So I basically took Mary Lee's massager, stole it, and then you took it from me.
What's great is I loaned it to my father-in-law because he lives alone, and he was complaining of, you know, some...
Right.
So I loaned it to him, and then the other day I needed it, and I'm like, oh, God damn it.
Yeah, that's weird. I remember getting it, and I'm like, oh, this is going to solve so many of my problems, and it's just sitting in the corner, and I never use it
at all. Okay.
It looks
it's
like a weird
okay.
coat hanger or something. Yeah. How you doing?
I have a motorized massager, you know, one of those electric ones.
Yeah. Well, what's it? Is it like the one with the two balls in the end?
No, it has four balls. It has the four prong,
right?
And then
right.
it has the single nub. I think that's all that came with it. Anyway, I got it because I had tennis elbow, and you know that's one of the things you need to do is you need to get right in these tendons on the outside of your
right.
elbow, and you need to, you know, massage. So. Eventually, you know, that went away, but every now and then you got something like that where, you know, you can't reach back to your shoulder blade to do it for
yep.
yourself. So what I do is I try to prime the pump. I try to, every now and then when I think about it, just get it out, in, you know, indiscriminately and use it on Laura for a few minutes. She's like, oh, that's nice. What did I do to deserve this? This is great.
Yep.
And then I'm like... Hey, you wanna like? Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
It's only because
she's like, no, I'm gonna go get some ice cream.
So I need to do that more often and not ask for the reciprocal.
Yes. My wife had the same thing that I had for like 2 weeks, but hers was like stress induced, and it was like also in the back of like the lower back of your head too. She was just freaking out because of work, so she had it for like 2 weeks. So I'd always kind of. She'd be like, please, just massage this part. So she'd be standing, and I'd give her like a 5-minute massage. Sure enough, like it was like last night, I'm like, or this morning, I'm like, my whole right side is killing me. Can you massage? Oh. okay, I guess I'll do it this one time. I'm like, jeez. You remember that. I'm writing this down.
That's awesome.
How was your week?
It was okay. It was just okay.
Let's just make this an okay podcast.
It's just okay.
I'm going to relax now that I know that I don't have to give it 100%.
Let me, what did you just text me here?
Oh.
Don't
want to
read this.
You can if you want. I was just texting. I was texting to get into the facility.
I love
and
it.
If you read it, you're going to have to pay too.
Yeah, like he listens. But he probably does. And he'd litigate.
Exactly.
I need to check something really quickly.
People aren't going to understand it. I texted a trademark phrase to Andy to let me in. And I said I paid for it. So that's the joke. So enjoy it.
Yeah, the phrase by the wrestling announcer, let's get...
Boxing.
Boxing announcer, let's get ready, blank, blank, blank.
Yes.
You can't even say it. It's like Super Bowl.
No, you can't say it.
Or he'll sue you.
The big game at the end of the year.
Yes.
Hey, have you watched any of the AAF?
No. What's the AAF? American Arena Football?
No, the new football league.
What is it?
Is it All-American Football?
All-American Football? No,
or something, something like that. I watched a couple. Some dude, they don't kick off. They just start, I think, at the 20, which is kind of cool. But I saw some dude get crushed in the NFL. And there was no flag or anything. And he got mauled, and they let him right back in to play the next play. If that would have been in the NFL, there would have been like four players
Pop
suspended.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. One guy had been on the sideline for a week.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
In the protocol.
So.
Yeah, no protocols in this.
No. Yeah. I'm surprised they wear helmets.
I just had to check on online, and sure enough, Mercury is retrograde.
What's that?
Happened as of this past Tuesday.
Why? Because we were having glitchiness when we started?
That's well, there was that. And it's like everything gets fucked up, you know.
I thought it was just like a mechanical thing.
It's not. No, it's technical.
Yeah,
email stuff.
That's what I mean. Like anything.
You shouldn't sign a contract for anything when Mercury's retrograde because that means it was all forged in hell. It's all going to go tits up at some point. And maybe if it doesn't go. Pear-shaped immediately, it'll do it spectacularly a little bit further down the line. You know, it's car stuff, it's computer stuff, anything like that. You shouldn't buy a TV when Mercury's retrograde. And coincidences happen, just things that don't you wouldn't expect.
I'm not going to buy any major electrical purchases this weekend then. How long does that stuff last?
3 weeks.
Oh, shit.
28th of March. Oh, happens three times a year for 3 weeks, and it's a
bitch. You're saying one quarter of the year is effed?
Mostly,
basically.
Yeah, basically.
What does that mean, Mercury is in retrograde?
Is it moving
away from Earth?
Is it all hooey? Maybe. But there's something really coincidental about this time of year that breaks me over every time.
No, I'm talking physically. What does Mercury retrograde mean?
It means
the planet.
We've talked about this before. It's all planets go across the sky.
Yeah.
Through the course of the day.
Right.
You see them go. Well, you know how when you look at a car that's driving next to you and it looks like their tires are going backwards, the spokes are going backwards, or a wagon wheel.
So the spins are.
Yeah, Mercury is slowing down. It's still going forward, but it slows down.
Our orbits are moving at the same speed, kind of,
and it makes it look like it's going backwards in the sky. And during that time, that's when these things are supposed to be snarled.
Space talk.
Snarled. No, it's astrology. Woogie woogie. Nancy.
That's
Reagan
still
bullshit.
Space stuff.
Is
if we're talking about planets moving, that's space shit, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, we had a first week with the dogs.
Oh, how'd it go, right?
Great.
Chunk?
Chunky Charlie.
Chunky Charlie.
And Becca.
And Becca.
Becca peed on Charlie's head. I swear to God. So we're out walking, and I'm walking the dogs, and Becca. You know how, like, girls pee differently? They do that, like, squat. It almost looks like they're pooping. Like, they don't lift a leg. Girls.
A girl dogs?
Yeah, girl dogs. Yeah. No, mom. Yeah. Females in general. But yeah, females do pee differently anyway. do we ever talk? Do you pee sitting down at nighttime?
Do I pee sitting down nighttime?
Yeah, at nighttime.
No, you do.
Yeah, I do.
You talk.
Okay, we already talked about
that. Yeah.
So anyway, Becca found a spot like some other dog had peed on. So she sniffs it and then she squats over top of it to mark it. And right as she gets in squatting position, Charlie comes zooming in because he catches a whiff of the spot. So he sticks his head right underneath her, and she just paints him yellow. Right in his head. He just shrugged it off. I had to walk him back home, wipe his head off.
Oh, God.
Poor Charlie.
Charlie, yeah. Beehead. So you got the doggy door in?
Yes, I did.
Was it easy?
It was way easier than I thought it was going to be. Yeah, just a couple sheet metal screws. Drilled a couple holes. It's in. Actually, I bought some more screws. I'm going to reinforce it when I go home later today.
Wow.
It works. I had to put a new lock on it, and the thing came with a template, so all you had to do is tape the template up and then drill the holes in there, and then the locks, it's like one of those window locks where you turn the lever and it like pulls it tighter or something. So it's
sure,
one of those.
Hook on there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's like a screw though. It's hard to explain. Like it clasps around the lock, the hinge, the hook part, right?
Yeah.
And then it's tapered, so when you push it
like
more,
it
brings
cam.
It tighter. Yeah.
It has a cam that brings it in.
Yeah.
Exactly. I got it.
Okay. Never mind then.
Got it the first time.
Well, no, you said a hook. Yeah, I guess you. I was just thinking like a hook. And
it's a hook that's progressively
tightens. Exactly. Yeah. And then I weather sealed the in part of it. So
nice.
So there's no, it was super easy.
Well, I have to go to the hardware store.
Yeah, what are you going to get?
I got to get a lopper.
What's that? It's like some
it's like girls just want to have fun.
Oh, I was thinking more of it's like a 14th century beheading tool.
Time after time,
I'm going to lop her head off.
Not a Cindy Lopper. No. I'm getting a it's like a pruning thing that has short blades.
One blade with, and then the other ones are like two hooks.
It's like little scissors.
That's awesome.
But it has a long handle.
Yeah.
So you got the leverage.
So you can cut branches.
Exactly.
You can cut an arm off with one of those things. They're like bone.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Because the two like metal hooks on the ends just create leverage, and then there's that one. It's basically a knife.
Yeah.
They're like branch trimmers.
Yeah. Yeah. If I ever dismembered somebody,
I would start with.
I might have.
Well, I would wait till they're dead, and then, I would use that as
you wait until someone's dead to dismember them, don't you?
Yeah, you couldn't really kill them. I don't know.
I mean, otherwise, you got blood just pumping.
What about
everywhere?
That chick that cut that guy's wiener off? She didn't wait till he was dead. Lorena Bobbitt certainly didn't wait.
Anyway, I got to get a lopper because my tangerine tree is just out of control. I got to prune it just a little bit. And here's a little bit of exciting news that happened this week. You know, when I first moved into this house 5 years ago, there was a lemon tree growing into the corner of the house. It's like planted at the corner of the house, growing up the side of the house, growing up under into my shingles and out over the pergola. So I had to chop that down.
Right.
I had to get rid of it. And so I chop it down, and the stump is still in there because it's adjacent to my house, and the roots are underneath there. I can't burn it out of there.
Right.
And I don't want to put a whole bunch of nasty chemicals
in
there.
And I don't think burning works that well.
I don't think it does.
Because it gets it 100%.
Well, it would burn down my house.
Oh, yeah, true. Unless you stand there and watch it for 8 hours.
Well, no, even that. I mean, it's like 3 inches from my house.
Well, isn't that concrete, though?
It's stucco.
Oh. Yeah, but the foundation's concrete.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't want to start a fire.
Let's go try to burn it down.
I'm not going to start a fire.
Now I want to try to do it.
Don't start a fire within a foot of your home. That is my safety tip for the week.
Yeah, sissy, you want to try it.
But I don't want to use there are chemicals that you can pour on that, I guess.
Oh,
that
really?
Kill it, yeah. But I don't want to put, I don't want, whatever,
right,
Roundup
with
or
your
whatever.
Kids
So I don't want that in my water table. So so I've just kind of left it. And every now and then, it would sprout back up these shoots. And so what I did was, early on, right after that happened that first year, I went and I asked somebody at the nursery. I said, so Plant nursery, not kid nursery. That would be silly.
But awesome.
You know anything about aphids? It'd
be even better if they gave you a full like answer and told right. you exactly what to right. do.
So.
And then you dropped your kids off at Lowe's for school. Right.
Lowe's, no. So I asked someone at Armstrong or whatever, and I said, so can I take just the shoots, you know, the branch, the green shoots from this that are coming up? Uh-huh. Can I take those and try to replant them? And they're like, no, I don't think you'd be able to have any luck with that. I'm like,
well, I'm gonna try it.
Maybe you might. I don't know. And I said, well, what I need some rooting compound, right? I remembered that from college when I tried to grow pot plants, right, and clone them.
Really?
Oh yeah. So I get a bottle of the rooting compound, that powder, and I take.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's hormone, rooting hormone.
Do you mix it in with dirt?
It's a hormone that it tells the plant to start growing roots. It's whatever. It's something that the plant releases it when it's time to, you know, when it
germinates. Would you do that with a seedling, or would you throw a seed in that?
Well, I think it's only for a fresh cutting when you're cloning.
Okay.
I took a razor blade and I did a diagonal cut. You know, like you're cutting a flower, a rose to put it in a vase.
Yes.
So I did that to open up as much of the, you know, the capillaries as possible, and then I took that and I dipped it in this powder, this rooting hormone, and then I took that and I put them in a planter, you know, a peat planter, mm-hmm. and did 24 of them, and I covered it with Saran wrap, made like a terrarium for it, you know, and
jeez.
it was so it would get really warm in there. Well, many of them started to, you know, stay green. Uh-huh. They started to thrive, but then they just died off eventually. One of them survived. One survived and got strong enough that I could eventually, after a month or two, take it out of the you know, the greenhouse and this little lean-to greenhouse that I made, and I planted it in a pot, and it started to thrive. And so I took that and I planted it in the bottom of the yard, and it started to thrive there. And just as soon as I'm like, hey, that looks like it's going to, you know, maybe dig in and be okay, we decide the kids need a swing set. So it's time to dig that shit up.
I thought you were going to say you accidentally hit it with a lawnmower. I would tell you about, I did that one time. My aunt, I went, I still feel bad about this. They put in like a driveway. They kind of leveled a hillside. They put a driveway into a hillside. So there was like this sideways hill alongside a driveway. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I was over there. I was slept over because I had a cousin that was my age there. And they said, why don't you guys go mow the yard? And I said, okay.
So you tied a rope to the...
Yeah. Basically to the lawnmower. But she had literally just planted like the weekend before the whole hillside with like fresh, I don't know, like ivy or something to grow over that thing, and I just completely mowed it all.
Nice.
I just felt, I had no idea. I'm like, I don't know, there's weeds down there. I'm like, make sure you get that clump right there. Hey, these symmetrically lined up clumps of grass.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, stupid. So
where was I? I move it, plant it on the side of the yard over there, and put it in a big pot.
Wait, so you found...
I moved it
so
we could put the swing set in. So after all of that, first of all, I cut that tree down, then I take cuttings, then only one survives, I plant it, and then I decide to shock it again and replant it. This week, it went into blossom for the first time.
You think that thing...
I think it might actually end up bearing fruit.
Do you think it's going to like grow up for a little bit and look over and see the stump of its mother over there rotting in the corner, and you just stand there, and it's like, here's... It's not going to get awkward.
Yeah. Well, it's got nasty thorns, so I'm sure it'll get its revenge.
Did I tell you I'm trying to grow an avocado? I am growing an avocado.
Good luck. I've tried before.
Why? What happened to yours?
I planted a tree in the bottom of the yard, and it lasted for a while, and then you can either overwater it or underwater it. I don't know which I did, but I tried it a couple of different times, and it just lost.
Did you start from just a seed?
No, I started. From the seed you're doing?
Yeah,
that's not gonna. I don't.
It's already growing.
I don't think that will ever bear fruit.
I don't care.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's we'll see. I don't. It's
maybe it will.
I got two of them, and it's actually the first plant grew out. I got it in a highball glass and right. with toothpicks in it, so sure. it's like half submerged. Well, the first sprout came out and it got 6 inches, and then the thing that I read is you're supposed to cut that in half, and what that does is it encourages more growth from the plant. So I cut that in half, and now the second plant has come out of it, the second, you know, stem or whatever, and it's like about 4 inches tall. And then once it gets to about 6 inches, I'm going to plant it in a bigger pot, and then I got like one of those big, you know, like you see people with those tree pots in their you know, like patio. You know what I'm talking about? Like a big ass pot.
yeah, a big planter?
Yeah, yeah, a big planter. I'm going to put it in one of those and see if it'll take to
nice.
That. Yeah, I don't really care about the fruit. I actually read that sometimes they take years to even bear fruit. That some of them don't, and some of them take years. So
yeah, and it's weird about the germination or the pollination of.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sometimes.
And plus, I don't want a big ass, full ass avocado tree in my patio anyway.
They're not bad. They're lovely.
Yeah, but they're like trees. I want a tree. I want like a nice shrubbery.
You want a pet.
I want a shrubbery.
A shrubbery.
I want a little shrubbery the dogs can pee on.
I want to get back to plant husbandry in just a minute, but I wanted to try something again with you.
Oh, God.
Last time I tried to introduce the Brock's Maple Nut Goody, which you've dubbed old people food. Wasn't it hard? Wasn't it petrified?
Yeah, you got it from a dollar store.
Yeah, I did it again at the dollar store, but I think I found some that are a little softer.
All right.
Would you care for one
sure,
to try
no,
to?
Okay, let's set the record straight first of all. These are old people foods. Ooh, I got it.
You got a
three-banger.
A mutant. Well, here's the thing. So,
but there's try, that doesn't make old try, people food can be delicious.
Try one of them.
All right.
Now, a little hard, but it's pretty
now
nice.
What is the middle? Is it supposed to be nougat?
Yeah. It's a nougat.
These are good.
So here's the thing. Don't have the next one yet.
Is there a nut in here?
Maple nuts. No, I don't know what kind of nut.
Maple nuts.
It's a maple nougat that's on it.
So it's like that's maple why syrup with like a caramel. And he's pouring me wine.
No, this is port.
That's wine, isn't it?
Well, it's fortified wine. Yeah.
What's fortified mean?
That vodka. It means it has
it's grape juice
brandy
and vodka.
Yeah, there's brandy in it. So
is this a? It's a tawny Porto.
It is. Well, here what I've said when Lara and I went to
smells good.
To
it smells
Australia,
like Reuniti.
In Australia, their big thing there is port and nougat.
Okay.
And like you know,
you've been to Australia?
Oh yeah,
I didn't know that.
A couple of times, and they love it, right? As much as they love chips and spicy aioli. And so
don't
anyway,
they have, don't they have like a different Burger King or something down there? Isn't
there
like a lawsuit?
Yeah, it's
it's like King of Burger, but
no,
it's like the exact same thing or something.
It's something Jacks, something
Burger Jacks,
Hungry Jacks.
But it's just like a complete ripoff of Burger King.
It's owned by Burger King, I think.
Well, why don't
they just call them something else?
Oh, okay.
Maybe because they have a monarchy. I don't take it personally. Anyway,
all right.
You know, we would like stay at a bed and breakfast, and they would leave some port and some nougat out, and it would be like Montelimar, you know, some French nougat or
right.
whatever, which you can get every now and then. That's fine, but you got to order it because nobody ever has it, and it's you know kind of expensive. It's like you know three bucks or whatever for a little bar of it and so forth, and it's really really sticky, and so it's kind of a pain in the balls, but. I think the maple nut goodie is a poor man's nougat.
I'm down to try.
I think
so
it's
is this
and,
just like
and this is a poor man's Porto. This is just Kirkland. This is Costco 10-year tawny port. But I have not tried this port.
Hold on for a second.
I just wanted you to try these two things together and tell me if you think it's a match
is
made
this
in heaven.
Literally the fanciest the show has ever been right now? I mean, is this the fanciest this thing has ever gotten? Because I don't know what the fuck to do here. Do I put the pinky out?
Is there a fork for this? Caviar knife?
So I shoot it?
what I would do is maybe just have a little taste
do you
of the
smell?
I would sure. Have a little, just a little sip of the port and get an idea of the palate of the port.
Grapey. That's pretty good.
It's not bad, right? So now...
This is like a dessert wine.
Almost. It is a dessert wine. Yeah. So to an aperitif. So to accentuate the other flavors in the port, you'll have
I'm gonna do this two different
one
ways.
One of these maple nut goodies.
I'm gonna do this. Okay.
Mine a little rock. Mine a little hard.
Okay. Now you taste it.
Yeah, I'm up.
Pretty good.
It's not bad, right?
Now, I'm going to show you the American way they do it. Okay?
Yep.
Tequila, lemon.
Oh, God.
Pretty good.
He slugged it down. Like more than an ounce of it. Oh, God. How you doing?
I like the American way better, I think. You gotta hit, just slug it and then follow it with the candy.
Oh.
I'm gonna try this with some vodka and a Reese's Pieces.
Would you care for more?
I would like another one, please.
Yeah.
These are good.
Right? Sometimes old people food is pretty good.
I've never said, the misconception of old people food is that it's bad. It is not bad. Most of it is, but some of it is pretty good, like these things, but it's still old people food.
It was my mom's favorite candy. So there's a sentimental quality to it, too.
Just taste mom every time you eat it?
Yeah. Ooh. I had her ashes.
When are we doing Limburger? So we got to wait till 3, right?
I think maybe later in the month. I've got a plan for it.
Do we want to do an outside eating grilling episode?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Wait until it's a little warmer for that. But I've got a plan. The Limburger. Let's put it on hold for just a couple of weeks. We'll talk about that
amongst other things, so we can make a smorgasbord.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I've got a definite plan for it. but you noticed when I came in, or when you came in,
yeah,
that I did get the electric out.
I know.
I just got to a point in my life the other day.
That you just got to drop everything and start shredding the guitar every once in a while.
No, I just maybe it's Mercury going retrograde.
Yeah.
But I just felt, I don't know, you know, it's just, I felt the weight of the universe, you know. I just felt like a little bit of a headwind in my life. And so I thought, you know what I need to do? I need to get out my goddamn electric guitar. Because there's nothing that makes you feel like you got a pair hanging.
Yep.
Than when you got an electric guitar.
Sling it low and let it rip.
Right?
Sling it low, plug it in, and turn it up to 10.
So I get out that guitar, Epiphone Les Paul. Mm-hmm. And
it's pretty.
I plug it in.
I love black.
It was last night. Black, it was last night, balls. By the way. I plugged it in. And... don't you know it was perfectly in tune? I haven't had it out in years. Literally,
that's
years.
Gibson. That's Gibson.
It was in tune. I had one string that was, you know, just 50 cents short.
Yeah, my bass would go, I would put it on planes where it would be put into the luggage area, mm-hmm. and where it gets freezing cold because you're 10 miles up in the air, and then it would come back down and it would just be perfectly in tune.
Really? Oh, yeah, you wouldn't detune it?
Yeah, actually I did do that. I'm thinking I'm thinking of when we would put it in trailers.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we'd put it in trailers. No, yeah, you're right. I would detune it when I was flying, but I remember putting it in trailers where it would be outside in the snow.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then you come in and be like,
You bring it in and you let it sit for a while.
You have to detune it when you're flying because of the pressure.
Right.
The neck might snap.
But when you bring it in from the cold, you just kind of set it down and leave it alone for an hour or two
until
it gets to temperature.
I've picked it up before. It's weird, is if you can do that, and like you bring it in from a freezing cold place, it might still be in tune, But then you start playing it, and you can physically you can hear it go out of tune while you're playing it, like
right.
like super fast, like it's like you're actually cranking
right.
the tuning key. You'll be like sitting there playing a note, and it's like, what the hell's going on? Because it is adjusting to the to the humidity and the temperature.
Wood instruments are amazing mm-hmm. in that regard. Like you know, the reason that they say like Stradivarius violins are so good
is it. Can I guess?
Sure.
Is it because they're so old the wood is dried an extreme amount?
Not exactly. I'm sure there's some of that going on. But no, there was a miniature ice age in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what years also, it was. So the trees that grew
during that period,
the rings were so close together because there wasn't much growth because the growing
season the of the
was
wood.
So short, and there you know, so you would have all of these rings closer and closer together. So the wood that they used was incredibly dense mm-hmm. and had this amazing sustain and vibrato when they made it into instruments. That is something that can't be replicated.
Well, you know, when you buy, they say, I mean, I don't know if there's a scientific proof behind it, but like when you buy an acoustic guitar, a new acoustic guitar, even if it's the most amazing, you know, J200 or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, $3,000 brand new acoustic guitar, that it takes still like 10 years for it to fully get.
I believe that.
Because the wood has to completely cure and dry out. And then 10 years from when you got, it'll sound way better than what you purchased.
My Tacoma, this is one of the original run Tacomas when before they were bought out by Yamaha or whoever and moved to Korea or whatever happened to it. One of the original ones uh-huh. where I paid $1,000 for this guitar, but at the time, a lot of people were saying that's a $3,000 guitar that you got, you know, for a bargain just because of all of the effort they were putting into those and the materials they were putting into them.
And they were just trying to get the name out there, so they were selling them discounted?
Well, no, the idea, it was like a guitar maker, like a guy that retired and went off and did his own thing,
right.
and he wanted really do it right.
I had one of my amps is by a company that did something. There was two guys that worked for Galleon Kruger, and they went off and started their own amp company called Ashdown, and they're an English company, I think.
Hmm.
But they did the same thing, and it's like they created this. They only made like 3 amps for like 5 or 6 years, and I think there was like a 200 watt one, or it was like a 500 watt one, a 1,000 watt one, and something else. But yeah, it's like the best amp I've ever had in my life.
Wow!
And it's just two guys would decide we don't need to be you know Marshall. We don't need to mass right. produce 70,000 different type of amplifiers. We just need to make one or two that we think are really good
right.
and only produce so many that we put food on our plates.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's a lot of stuff like that around the music industry that
oh, yeah.
because it doesn't get a good press because it isn't Fender, it isn't
right.
Gibson, it isn't Marshall, stuff like that. So
right. And you see, I got a Marshall half stack back there.
How old is that?
The 50 watt back there?
Yeah.
It's
20
years old, something like that. Yeah, 410-inch Celestions.
Is that one of the beveled ones?
Yeah.
Where the top is angled? Yeah.
Yeah. You know who has a good, cheap amp, apparently? I haven't heard it myself, but I've heard people say that it's pretty good. Monoprice has a single cabinet, a single cone cabinet.
Uh-huh.
It's, you know, like a 15 inches square, has one Celestion speaker in there, and it has like all of the different effects that you'd want in a stack like that, yeah. and it's great for recording with,
yeah,
because it's just that one speaker.
You don't need a lot, no.
And they're like $199.
A Fender Twin is like the loudest amp in the world.
Oh yeah,
yeah, and it's just so it's one of the best amps in the world,
mm-hmm.
and you could. In this day and age, I think what's the AC/DC goes out and puts about 10,000 fake speaker cabinets on stage.
Right.
In reality, it's one Marshall, one Marshall cabinet mic'd.
That's Neil Young.
Yeah,
Neil Young. He has that one tweed, you know, Fender Twin that is ancient, and his guitar tech. It's like in the first few pages of that book, Shaky, about him. The guitar tech is pulling his hair out because it's this one. He goes and plays live. It's this one rickety
old. It's like from 1968. Yeah. Yep.
And it's got fans blowing on it because it overheats.
And you're just praying the circuitry will stay. Yeah. It won't melt because it's all just hand soldered. Yes. But it hand soldered 45 years ago.
And the pickups on the on Blackie, yep. Old Black or whatever, yep. Which is a 52 Les Paul gold top painted black by some idiot. And he had that guitar forever, and it has Bigsby tuner on it.
I don't like that.
And so it goes out of tune immediately. No. And they said that the pickups on it are turned up so loud, they're wound so high that you can speak into them like a microphone.
I always feel a tremolo system on a Gibson or any of those vintage looking guitars. It's just like, why would you do that? Unless there were some of those ones with the big butter knife ones that were actually in the original design.
The whammy bar, you mean?
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, they have the ones with the big handles that are called butter knives.
Right.
Those are like in some of the original, like, Gretsch ones.
Uh-huh.
I don't mind that.
Silver Falcon or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't mind that. When you actually go and put one on a, like, a vintage guitar or something, I'm like, it's like getting like a 57 Chevy and putting one of those stupid fins that are 7 feet high in the back of it or something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
It doesn't fit with the lines.
Putting a spoiler on the back of your Honda Civic.
Exactly.
Yeah. Ooh, you got a spoiler on
must
that
be fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's paint it primer.
This guitar, though, I took it when I bought it, the Epiphone Les Paul, I took it to a luthier, using the name properly.
Yes, you are.
Luthier. Someone who works on...
Do you know what you call more than one luthier?
Guitars? No.
Luthiers.
Yeah, I saw a joke somewhere. Somebody said, you know what you call... a pod of... a group of whales is a pod of whales.
Okay.
A group of crows is a murder of crows. You know what you call a group of white middle-aged men?
What?
A podcast.
Oh, genius. Why does that got to be weird?
What?
That every group of something has to be named something effing weird.
I don't know.
Why? That's another thing that we don't need. Why can't we just say, why has it got to be a murder? Why has it got to be a gaggle? Why has it got to be a pride? Why can't it just be an effing pack? A pack of sheep. A pack of whales. We need to get together. The world needs to get together and unite against this because it's stupid.
I think the cat's out of the bag.
It's stupid. We don't. What's
a group of cats? Litter?
Is it? I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Nobody knows. who's the guy that knows what the group name for every animal is?
I don't know.
But why do we all have to be different, Andy? It drives me crazy. Makes me nuts.
Why are you mad at me about it?
Because this is dumb. This is something dumb that we need to get rid of. When I see something dumb, I'm pointing at it, and I'm pointing at this. This is dumb.
All right.
Why? What's a group of humans called?
I don't know.
Group?
Yeah.
Okay. Why can't we just say group of cows? A herd. No, that's going to be herd. Oh, well, this is going to be a gaggle. This is going to be pride. This is going to be murder. Why? Who cares a shit?
I think it's gaggle of humans.
Is it?
No.
No, that's a group of fraggles.
Fraggle gaggle?
Gaggle of fraggles.
I took that thing in when I first got it, and I take it to a luthier. It's what's his name? Jim something something. He's a guy that worked on like Eric Clapton's Blackie.
Oh, yeah.
And all these great guitars. I'm trying to think what his name is. Anyway, I was down in Santa Monica, down in Venice, and they took it and got it set up down there. You know, because when you buy a guitar, there are so many people that have tuned out by now who don't give a shit about guitars.
I know. They're praying for Shed Talker.
Yes. But when you buy a guitar, one of the first things you do is you get it set up because you adjust the height, the amount of space between the fingerboard.
It's got to be intonated. And each note sounds true to what that note should be.
Exactly. Distance between the strings and the frets so that it plays evenly all the way up and down.
Things people don't know, too, is there's different gauges of guitar strings.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody likes different stuff.
Yes.
And every time you change the gauge of those strings, you have to get the guitar reset up.
Right.
Because it changes
right.
the pressure on the neck.
Right. Like Eddie Van Halen would play super lights because he's double tapping. And
he's doing all his wacky
bends. He's doing all those things, and that's why you hear him going.
And then Stevie Ray Vaughan would play piano wire. Rebar. Yeah. Because he'd be hitting those strings so hard with his pick, you'd hear him rake across like four of them and bending them. So it was like basically playing piano wire.
Yeah. It's incredible. So I had him set that thing up. And that's one of the reasons I think it's still in tune every time I take it out of the case. But you just put a graphite nut up there.
I told you about that.
And that changes everything.
You know, let me tell you another trick with that graphite nut.
Tell me.
Take a pencil, and when you restring it, take a pencil and color.
Put some graphite in the graphite?
Yeah, exactly. And that'll even... When I got... I had a 68 Fender reissue. I'm not going to get into it because I could totally go off and sound like a dork and go through all the specs because I'd love to, but I'm not going to.
Oh, it's a P90 nickel wound.
I put in, it was a PAF Pro split that I could turn into a...
Three-way switch?
No, it was a two-way switch. I could turn it into a humbucker or a single coil. And then the front was a single coil Texas Special, which is double wound. Exactly. And then I had a, I think it's the Grover or Shaler locking tuning machines in the front.
You thought you heard crickets last week.
Anyway, that stuff's awesome. So,
The Grover tuners and all that kind of stuff. What was I gonna say?
Okay, why did you take it out? Just the rock?
Yeah, that's what I said. I was just feeling a little neutered.
Yeah,
and I felt like I had to get out
time.
The guitar.
It's time to let the boys swing.
It's time.
Like let them out and flap in the wind.
It's time, man. I felt like I had to.
What
get
did the you guy. Do? Did you just rock? Did you put something on and play
along
with it?
No, I just the Fishman down there, the one speaker little amp there.
Yep.
That's meant, you know, for playing out somewhere with one microphone and my acoustic plugged into it. I plugged it into there, but it didn't sound very great. It was giving me some pops and stuff.
Yeah.
They aren't meant to go together. So I need to plug it into my the half stack back here.
Yeah, all my guitars are packed up, put away. I haven't played my acoustic one is out, but all my other stuff's packed up.
Actually, what I think I'll do is just put it through Pro Tools and do it a direct inject.
Yeah, that's how I used to learn is placed directly into a board and then have the board also plugged into a CD player. So I could put the CD and play along with the...
Nice. Well, and a lot of boards, it used to be anyway.
Oh, wow.
If you plug directly into a board, it creates a very shrill, high-energy sound. Like John Lennon is plugged directly into the mixing board on Revolution. That's why it's just searing.
Yeah. If there's anybody listening right now, still, just go ahead and just type the number 1 into our Facebook page, because I don't think anybody's even making it this far.
Should we check Facebag?
Sure. Why not?
Okay.
Can I have another candy?
Yeah, help yourself.
I'm done with the Porto, though. I slugged that back.
Help yourself. Let's see.
Ooh,
we got a couple of phone calls.
I think bottom of the bag, they might be a little bit... That's funny. It's got a freshness guarantee.
I should take them up on that.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus. A couple of phone calls here. Would you like to hear them?
So, are we doing the mansion now? Is this the magic castle now, or what?
I don't know. Let's have a listen and find out.
When people that you don't know like you, like Larry and Sam, and your troubled friendships, and like Larry and Sam, tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends.
I think that was a dig.
Is that a dig on Larry and Sam?
Shot fired.
Wow.
Wow.
You hear that, Larry? You hear that, Sam?
Yep.
Larry is, I don't know where he is.
He's hiking. Isn't he?
I made that up.
Oh, okay. What a jerk.
He's hiking the Sierra Trail.
I don't know what Sierra Trail is. I'm like, oh, it must be nice.
There's a trail. There's a Sierra Ridge Trail or whatever. It goes all the way from, from Canada down to Mexico.
Are you going to hike it?
No.
Okay.
I don't have 2 months.
The will.
To... Do that. Yeah, my hips. Let's see. We got another one here. Was there any face bag on online? It seems like there was something.
I posted pictures of the dogs.
You did?
Yeah.
I didn't see them.
Oh.
You had to bring them up for me.
Huh?
I rarely check the page.
I could tell.
Hey, guys. It's Joe from Northern California. I'm driving down the highway in a truck. I'm a trucker. Here. Anyway, I just listened to your crickets. Show. awesome show. Magic Castle guy? Yeah, not so much. Guy that's doing the slowing down of your takes? Hilarious. That shit is too funny. Anyways, I love you guys, man. You keep doing what you're doing. And hey, I got a friend named Dylan that I turned on to your show, and I know he's going to listen to this. So, Dylan, this shout-out's for you. Hey, love you guys. Keep it up.
That nice. Guy's awesome. Yeah. And I want to party with him.
Joe, I love it. And
Joe,
Dylan.
I love you. Welcome. Dylan, what's up? That guy's
of,
awesome, man.
Speaking of trucks.
Yeah.
I was just thinking.
I love truckers. They're
truckers
just,
are fantastic.
They're just awesome dudes,
they're seriously
aren't they?
Salt of the earth.
When I was a little kid, when we'd go on road trips, I would live by the passenger side window and do the horn
oh,
thing.
Oh, they would always
and
do all, it.
And my old man would just laugh hysterically. He would just think it was amazing that these guys would beat the horn, and they would do it every single
every time.
Time.
Every
love
time
it.
They see it, yeah. And did your dad have a CB radio?
Absolutely. I had a handle.
What was your handle?
Hedgehog.
like Ron...
Ron Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy.
He was actually at an event I was at like last summer. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, I bet he was. Huh?
Yeah. But yeah, I was the hedgehog.
Was it clothing
we
optional?
Had all right, so we had we would do the CBs but for because they was we would listen to well we would drive to North Carolina every year for like a week's vacation, right? On the beach. And they would use the CBs to listen to the truckers on the way down because they would call speed traps.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And then...
There are bears wall to wall.
Yeah, exactly. But we would never talk... Like, we never talk on them. And then, like, one time I picked up and talked on them. I was, like, talking to all these truckers. My old man's just sitting there shaking his head. But
hey,
CBs
Breaker,
awesome.
This is the hedgehog talking to all you... Long over the road truckers
hey,
come back.
Hey there out there. Can I get a radio check?
Yeah. We read you, hedgehog. Yeah. Coming in 5x5.
Exactly. Awesome. Big whip antenna. Yeah. It's like 9 feet tall with a magnet on top of your.
Totally. Yeah, we had my sister. I remember, it would have been 1980-ish. She, 81. Yeah. She, height of the CB Citizens Band.
Just craziness. Coinciding with Smokey and the Bandit and the Dukes of Hazzard.
Smokey and the Bandit, not long after Convoy and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
10-4.
And way before cell phones is, another issue there. It was, it was the best thing that people had. And she got a CB radio because she had a little Dodge Colt car, brown.
Four cylinder.
Brown Colt, yeah. That she, and she lived in West Virginia. She was a chemical engineer there. So she would drive from Indianapolis to Charleston, West Virginia, and on that 6-hour trip, she
every
would,
day?
No, just when she would visit, every 3 or 4 months.
I was like, it's a hell of a commute.
No, just when she came to visit. So she got a CB, and the truckers took care of her every single time. They would like get one in front of her and one in back of her, and they'd say, don't you worry, little Colt. We got you in the rocking chair. We're going to take you all the way into Charles. Like, they, completely
that's
would
awesome.
Look out for people on the road. Yeah, it's, it's. I don't know how much. I'd
you
be
know,
interested
at one point,
to find out how much they still use CBs. Because you would think they'd have to, because, everybody has a cell phone, but that's not the same. There's a community.
And probably it's probably more efficient. You don't have to pay for data usage, I'm assuming if they're using all that other stuff, there's probably a lot of data usage where it's like CBs just across the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. I, at one point in time in my life, seriously considered maybe
that's what I was going to say.
Taking the lessons and studying and getting the license. And I'm like, is there anything just more? They're almost the modern day version of cowboys.
Yeah.
Because they're out there. They're going their own way. They're free. They're their own boss, and they're in charge. And it's like that kind of feeling would be amazing.
I've had the thought recently of, I wish I had a trade. I wish I knew something besides talking.
I just wish I knew anything.
Right. Yeah. And it's, I've thought many times, I should get my CDL. I should get my driver's license. And then... Because you always see people looking for drivers. Yeah. They're always. And they make at least $20 an hour.
Yeah, and it's not going away.
No.
But here's the problem is those guys also, they're out on the road a lot.
Yeah, they don't get to see their families.
Yeah,
that, all that kind of
and
stuff.
I I remember
but
looking
they do
into
get,
it.
They do get to meet some lovely lounge lot lizards.
Ugh, creatures in those places. Yeah, plus they got to take a shower in gas stations.
That's true.
Yeah, but if you get one of those nice trucks that has a little camp, a little bed in the back.
Yeah, little camper.
That'd be sweet.
But they have showers in there, right?
No.
In some of them.
No.
Like the biggest ones, they don't?
Yeah. But then you're, if you got one of those, then you're probably like hauling uranium because you're making like $100 an hour.
Well, and then you know what they're developing?
What?
The big Tesla truck, the big semi that's an electric semi.
Aren't they having problems with the Tesla cars already?
Yes, but those look pretty cool. Those big.
Yeah, I remember looking into it like within the last decade before Owen and thinking. And like actually looking into it a little bit further, you know, and finding a lot of people explaining how really hard it is, though. It's certainly no cakewalk. And
no, it's a bitch. And you have to put in, it takes what, like 6 weeks or something like that?
And it just sounds like it's not as fun as you think it is.
Yeah, you have to be able to drive many different, you know, types of vehicles.
Could you imagine trying to back one of those things up?
No, it's a bitch.
Oh, God. Just, I get an ulcer thinking about it. Just trying to put one of those into like a warehouse driveway door. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? And you're coming in at an angle.
Right. I
leave it running, get out, and go home.
And you're probably going downhill backwards.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There was a car in my hometown. This lady had a clutch. She had a big, her bumper was a big sticker that said, "Caution, clutch, I roll back." Because there's so many hills, she apparently just kept smacking people.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
You know what? I loved everything about the trucking ethos.
I want to get a big dog too, like a big beagle, like Smokey the Bear. Like,
right.
Like, you know, have
what was
a dog.
What was his name?
It's not Roscoe, is it?
No. Hold on.
It's something.
You think, Jerry Reed talking to? What, like something like Smoke or something? What do you think? What was his name?
All right,
anyway, the trucking movies like Smokey and the Bandit
and
Convoy and
then there was the show. What was that? What was the
Moving
show?
On? Yeah,
I don't remember that.
Big wheels rolling, big
Is
wheels
that show
rolling,
or movie?
Moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. That white line is a lifeline for a nation. It was with Claude Akins.
Fred,
that's it.
Here's a picture of Fred.
What do you think, Fred? Fred. It was something, yeah.
Yeah.
It was that big basset hound. Yeah,
exactly.
And then what else was there? Oh, BJ and the Bear.
Where
you go.
That was the one
I was trying to think of.
He
says you have to call just one place.
Yep.
Home. He's going everywhere. Yep. It's BJ McKay, and that's his best friend, Bear. Bear was a chimpanzee, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And you know what? Basically, they took what's the Clint Eastwood movie?
Every Which Way But Loose.
And combined it with Smokey and the Bandit. They just smashed the two together and said, let's make a show.
Every Which Way But Bandit.
Yeah. Every Which Way But Loose is a great movie.
Smokey and the Loose. Yeah, I love this. And then...
right turn, Clyde.
And
those bald Nazi motorcycle gang.
Then the songs.
Yeah.
Not just the themes from BJ and the Bear, from Smokey and the Bandit, Eastbound and Down.
I think that just spawned a genre of country music.
It did.
That's all Charlie Daniels.
But there were
all Merle Haggard.
But there were specifically just
trucker
singers like Red Sovine with Phantom 309.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And what was the other one he had? Teddy Bear, come on back and talk to Teddy Bear. But like Phantom 309 was about a trucker. Oh, here, it's coming back to me. A guy comes into a truck stop and sits down and he looks like he's all confused about something and tweaked. And the waitress says, "You want some coffee?" He goes, "Yeah, something weird just happened to me." She goes, "Oh, yeah, what?" He goes, "Well, there was a fella that got on to hitch a ride with me or whatever."
Before you saw it, was it a foggy night?
I'm sure it was.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Given.
Okay.
And and said something to her, him about this and that, and had a kind word or whatever. He then gets out of the truck. He looks over and he's gone or something like that.
Right.
And she said, "Oh, you aren't the first person to tell me that story." And I'm butchering this, but I think I'll get the
so basically
flavor.
Large Marge.
And come to find out, there was a trucker who was going down that patch of road and saw a school bus with its brakes out in the middle of the night on a foggy night. The last minute, jerked the wheel and died, and in a horrible fiery crash. But he works that as a ghost, works that patch of
what was he hauling?
A freeway, of highway, saving other people from what I don't know.
He's hauling chickens. I'd be pissed.
Something. Anyway, it's, there's that one.
One of the two things you're allowed to throw out of your car. Can you name the two things that's legal to throw out of your car that they're allowed to leave your vehicle? That you can't get a ticket for.
Huh. Bag of trash? No.
Nope.
cigarette butt? No.
Nope.
No, those are the two worst and the two most common. But
two things you're allowed to eject from your vehicle that are allowed to leave your vehicle and not get a ticket for.
A lit firecracker?
No, I've done that. That's great. I can use to race them. Bottle rockets.
I have no idea. What?
Water and chicken feathers.
At the same time?
Fun fact.
That's ridiculous.
Put that in your magic castle pipe and smoke it.
Red
fact.
Sovine teddy bear. There was a kid who was a wheelchair bound, and he called out on the CB, to truckers and asked them if they'd they'd come on back and talk to him, and he was left alone because his daddy died somehow, and he was a without a dad and all this kind of stuff. And I guess one Christmas day I know I'm butchering the details, but like there's a line of trucks out in front of his house who show up to talk to Teddy Bear.
Brought him a six pack.
Yes,
smoke cigarettes.
brought him some legs. Yeah, I don't know. Some chicken feathers and water.
I had a neighbor he put in one of those gigantic antennas and would sit in his kitchen and listen to that shit.
Oh yeah,
like
one of those antennas that have burned leaves off trees.
Yeah, they had to lay it down across 3 yards, and then it was on cement a foundation, and then it's on hinges, and then you pull it up.
Put guy wires up?
No. It's just because you build it into it. You like probably dug a 4 foot hole, a 4 foot by 6 foot hole, and put cement in it. So you put a foundation in, and then you bolted down the original foundation, and then you hinge it on and then pull it up like this. Like, it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he had to lay it down like across 3 yards just to get it up.
Tornado can take that down.
Oh, yeah. I could have taken it down. I went up and kicked it a couple times.
Where can people get a hold of you, Josh?
You can reach me at joshuajfligger@gmail.com. Nobody's emailed me in like 3 weeks.
Email Josh.
I know.
Talk to him about nickel wound humbuckers.
No, I don't want your condescending emails now.
You can get a hold of me at DJ Andy Chanley on Facebook, which I rarely check. It's Andy_Chanley on Twitter and Andy Chanley on Instagram.
Reach me where I never check. Here's where you can reach me. I'll never find out.
Why don't you reach me where I never check?
That guitar made you a little zesty, didn't it?
Right? That's what I needed in my life.
Lara, come here. The man's home.
The people that you know
don't like you. And your treasured friendships and Porto. Best one ever.
Heavens.